Coach's Corner.
Play ball.
I was thinking about this today on the way into the studio, and we have something called status quo, Kit. You're familiar with that. It's what everyone assumes is supposed to happen.
Yeah, is everybody, everyday life, we're average across the board. We're living the status quo.
Starting kindergarten, end up in high school in a period of 12 years or whatever you're done, and then you go to college, maybe 4 years, that's the status quo.
Sure.
Or tech school or whatever. You go to further your education. And then you get out, and we have a lot of this happening. I have a lot of parents and grandparents tell me my child or grandchild graduated from college. They don't have a job. Many times they don't get a degree that really encourages job. Maybe they get a degree and some of the degrees out there that really don't have many companies hiring.
Yeah. They've chased after their love, not necessarily what.
Yeah, or they just wanted to get out of school, right?
Sometimes.
So how to kill the status quo, though, in the money world? I want to go through some of these conventional wisdom type things and see if these are familiar to the listener and give a quick remedy to some as well. But diversify with mutual funds is one of the status quo. It sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds good.
Yeah, just say, just diversify with mutual funds and everything will be fine. Well, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. You need to know what the mutual fund has in it, what kind of stocks. Keep in mind, a mutual fund is just a collection of stocks in a basket which someone manages for you. All right? The problem with mutual funds is you could buy into a mutual fund today and they just paid a big dividend yesterday. Mm-hmm. You didn't get any of it. But when tax time comes, you get a 1099 assuming you got that dividend.
Yeah.
The phantom tax, it's called. So be very careful. Nothing wrong with mutual funds. Just make sure you understand them and don't have all your money in them, Kit.
And making sure that you know what's in them, because if you're trying to diversify with mutual funds, a lot of times there's overlap between them.
Well, let's say some of the big mutual funds these days, the top 10 holdings, which you can find in the prospectus of the mutual fund, are similar to the top 10 holdings of a different one. And so you buy two or three different mutual fund companies, or two or three different mutual funds, and you say you have a diversification, but when we look at it, the top 10 holdings maybe have eight of the same stocks in each one of those, and then when those stocks take a bath, if they do, you not only lost money in one of those mutual funds, you lost money in all two or three or whatever many you have. So be very careful with mutual funds. Understand them. Get a coach, a financial coach, to help you analyze not only what's in there stock-wise, but what's in there fee-wise.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fees, and then tax-wise, too. So the triple play, look at the stocks, look at the fees, and know the tax situation or the ramifications of being in there. Okay? Max out your 401k contributions, another status quo. Sounds good, doesn't it?
That's something we hear all the time.
Yeah, but a lot of times you put money into that 401k, and maybe the company doesn't have many good options there. Maybe there are high expense ratios. Again, there's that word expenses again. Mm-hmm. And maybe the mutual funds they offer aren't the best. Maybe whoever set up that 401k is benefiting from you not being in the best because they're making more commissions. Yeah. You have to be very careful on that, too. Keep your credit score high and shop for low interest rates. Status quo. Well, God, it sounds easy, doesn't it?
Sounds very easy.
Yeah. And so one of the worst things you can do to hurt your credit is to cancel a credit card you already have. I know, Kit, that goes against everything you've heard, conventional wisdom. But if you cancel a credit card, now the amount of credit you have access to goes down. And if you're already borrowing money, it makes your ratio not look as good. So don't cancel a credit card unless you're really sure why. If you're paying an annual fee, maybe that's a reason to cancel, but get another one so you can keep that credit ability high.
But this is one of those things that a lot of folks are like, if I'm not using it, I feel bad carrying it around. But
that's what safe boxes are for. Get a safety deposit box, but it helps you to have money you could borrow even if you're not borrowing it, okay? But if you borrow a bunch of the money you have available all the way up to 90% or 100% of what you have available, it makes you look really bad in the credit scoring people's eyes, okay? So another status quo is buy term and invest the rest. We've heard that over and over again. Hey, it's okay. Just buy term life insurance and invest the rest. Well, term life insurance is cheaper when you're younger. We've already talked about that. But as you get older, it gets more expensive when the term expires. But the theory is you've invested that extra money, the money you saved by buying a cheaper term, you've invested it over the years. So you just dig into your investment account and you're able to afford more insurance or the same insurance. The problem is, either you didn't save the money you said you were going to save, or the money you invested went down in value.
Oh, boy.
So that's a double whammy, isn't it? No, buy a good permanent policy that never goes up in cost, never goes up in premiums, as available to age 121. The premiums will never go up. But some of these new ones, Kit, have a long-term care feature you can add on, which lets you take some of the death benefit to pay for long-term care.
Oh, sure. Like a living benefit.
It's called a living benefit because you know what? Life insurance used to be a dying benefit. You would die, somebody else would benefit. Now a life insurance policy, while you're living, you can benefit from your own life insurance policy.
Making your life that you still have a lot better.
Yeah, you don't need a long-term care policy that could have rate increases. Now you have a life insurance policy that will never have a rate increase and gives you the ability to take some of that death benefit out and use tax-free to use to pay for long-term care. Takes a big burden away from your family. Keep in mind, any money you do take out of your death benefit to pay for long-term care is less money that you're leaving your next of kin. So make sure you understand that. So those are four of the status quos I hear a lot of. And I know there's a lot of confusion out there in the money world. So folks, if you're one of the next 30 callers to our national hotline, our team of coaches will meet with you individually and locally to make sure you understand exactly what's in your wallet, in your financial portfolio, and making sure you're not falling for the status quos, but you get a real concrete plan that you can be proud of.
The number is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099 to reach our national hotline. We will put you in contact with your local financial coach so that you can sit down face to face with someone who can work with you to put together that successful financial plan. Make sure that you are not worried moving into retirement. Getting together that plan is so important and it's so easy. Again, the number to call is 800-604-1099. We're looking out for you every single week here on the Financial Safari.